National Archive in Prague recently received new material donated by Jana Kanská, the daughter of Milada Horáková, the Czech resistance movement hero in World War II, found guilty on trumped-up charges of treason and plotting to overthrow the government by Czechoslovakia's communist regime after the war. Famously, she showed tremendous courage and calm during a preposterous show trial that in the end saw her sentenced to death. Recent years have seen renewed historic interest in Milada Horáková's life, and with new material donated by her daughter, who lives in the United States, Jan Wellinger was interested in learning more. He dropped by the National Archive last week. Now, Jan, who did you talk to and what did you see?
Dida, at the National Archive, I spoke to two specialists, Dr. Alena Nosková and Alena Šimánková, who are closely involved with the documentation of Milada Horáková's trial. And since the 90s, new material has come to light, including this box of papers now donated by Milada Horáková's daughter. And the papers received by the Foreign Ministry apparently include correspondence by Mrs. Horáková's husband, who escaped from Czechoslovakia, other family letters, photos, and even a comic book commemorating Horáková's life. That was produced by the New York-based Committee for a Free Europe. And that was back in 1951. It's titled Unconquered, and the pamphlet was previously unknown here in the Czech Republic. Archivist Alena Šimánková.
V roce 51 vyšel komiks, který byl věnovaný procesu s Miladou Horákovou.
It's interesting that this comic book was produced as early as 1951. It shows that abroad Milada Horáková was not forgotten. In Czechoslovakia, the ramifications of her trial were still being felt. Others were continuing to be sentenced for alleged ties to the original group.
Now, Jan, what does this pamphlet actually depict?
I was able to look through parts of it, and basically they're key moments from Milada Horáková's life, her role in the Czechoslovak National Council of Women, her role as an underground organizer captured by the Nazis, and, of course, her role as a parliamentarian in the post-war years, and then she was criminalized by the emerging communist regime. If I'm not mistaken, it also mentions international appeals by figures like Eleanor Roosevelt and Winston Churchill, who appealed her sentence, but their appeals went ignored. And as a means of getting information across, it was probably quite effective at the time, and it does show that Mrs. Horáková's situation, her plight, was well publicized abroad.
What about the other items that Milada Horáková's daughter included in the box?
Well, the National Archive stressed that it's only just begun studying the material, but it is clear some of the letters will probably be quite personal or emotional. There are letters by her husband. Then there is a pamphlet marking a commemorative ceremony in Toronto in 1953. And there's even a fascinating letter from Mrs. Horáková's family from 1968 during the Prague Spring. They appealed to have her commemorated during that time of political thaw. Alena Nosková explains who the letter was written to.
Vlastně rodina využila prvních měsíců roku 68 na kontaktovala se zřejmě s přáteli tady v Čechách.
In the spring of 1968, Milada Horáková's family contacted playwright Václav Havel, associated with Prague's Na zábradlí theater. The idea was to try to organize a series of public events remembering Milada Horáková's life and contribution. Havel replied to the letter with some suggestions, but of course that summer saw the Soviet-led invasion. By December of that year, it was clear that the efforts to organize any such event would come to nothing.
So Václav Havel, an already known figure in Prague circles in 1968.
That's right, certainly in literary and intellectual circles, as well as having connections to the theater. And I have to say that being able to leaf through the original materials was a fascinating experience. Alena Šimánková, who has dealt with Milada Horáková's life and trial to such an extent, told me how specific circumstances really come through when you get a chance to look at the original documents, the scripted quality of Horáková's trial, which was, of course, a mockery. And she says even though the elements of the story are so familiar that she always experiences them anew when viewing authentic material. So you have an ordinary piece of paper, for instance, confirming no presidential reprieve signature or final signature by defendants, and you realize that's one of the last acts that they ever did, and it really makes you shudder.
And do you think that we'll see even more interest now in Milada Horáková's life?
It seems so. There has been a lot of interest in the last few years. Her life has been the subject of numerous new ambitious projects, included a multi-faceted project for education in schools, and there are also TV and radio documentaries. So I would say yes, that there has been interest, and the latest contribution by Jana Kanská should raise interest even more.
Jan, thanks very much for joining me in the studio.